they could meet them here.
Uh-huh.
And if they can meet them here now, they're coming.
Mm-hmm.
And if they can't, he said he'd call back and let me know what he found out. He said if they couldn't come tonight, well, they'd wait a few days and try to catch time when we can all be together, you know.
Oh, I see.
Have my brother and his wife and Mr. and me.
Mm-hmm.
That sounded like somebody knocked at the door, didn't it?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, it's a good idea for people to know that women are afraid.
Mm.
If you know when you go up to a house that a woman is, now I'm just talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
On general conversation, just, I'm not trying to advise you, I'm just mm-hmm. telling you the way we are.
Mm-hmm.
But did you know that it's a good idea to identify yourself? One day I got into it not long ago. It all happened innocently.
Mm-hmm.
But I sure didn't let a man down. The first thing I knew, I've got a back door to my back bedroom around there. I wouldn't have the house unless they put it there because my home had burned down. I said, you going to put a door in every room? My God, I said, I'm going to be where I'm run out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I heard something knocking around there. I knew it was somebody, but I wasn't going around there. And I raised that window up. I said, come to the front. And they just kept knocking on the door. I stormed out. I said, come on around to the front. Well, they knocked three or four more times, so that got scary to me. And finally, a nice looking young man come walking around that way, come on out. And I was standing here at the window. Well, he knocked on the door. Well, I done got scared of him.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't unlock the door.
Mm-hmm.
And he had to talk to me the best he could through that window down. I didn't even raise the window up.
Mm-hmm.
For I never had had nobody go around there and knock on my back bedroom door before.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted to know where Judge lived. That's the Justice Peace, and he lives here in town. And I told him to go up, just go right down to the corner and go one block, and then go on up about two blocks, and he'd find his house, a gray-looking house. He thanked me, went on out and got in the car and left. Well, I called. I said, Herbert, did a man come up there to your house in a red car? He said, yes. I said, well, I want to know if he's all right or not. He said, yes, he's all right. I said, well, that's all right. I'll tell you later what happened. Well, sir, his wife told me Sunday that I saw her, and I said, oh, dear, that man that come down here the other day in that red car scared me. I said, I've never had nobody to go to my back bedroom door and knock before.